The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Arriving in your body, in a very simple way, one of Joseph's teachers, Munindraji, used the phrase, sit and know you're sitting. He said, sit and know you're sitting, and the entirety of the Dharma can be revealed. So it doesn't have to be very complicated. In your body, aware of the body. And it can be just the simplicity of knowing that you're sitting or whatever posture you're in. The knowing part is really where the mindfulness comes in. Just aware of whatever's obvious about the body, being in the body. Sometimes I use the language receive. Receive the experience. Whatever wants to come to you, that can be known. Aware of the body. Aware of how you are. What's your state? Are you calm or agitated? At ease or excited, bored, confused, irritated? So-so. However you are, knowing that as well. Aware of the body, aware of the mind. That's actually enough. It's a simple instruction. As Munindraji said, the entirety of the Dharma can reveal itself if we just sit and know we're sitting. Resting. We don't need to look for experience. Resting and available, aware of what's happening in your human experience. It's one way we can look at being aware, being mindful, is investigating what it means to be human. Investigating the experience of being alive in this moment. And for some, it's useful at times, or it may be more supportive for you to maintain a kind of connection with experience, with this being present, to choose some experience rather than settling back and receiving what wants to come. It can be useful at times to choose something to aim the mind at, such as the breath. That can help to narrow the field a little bit. Sometimes when we settle back and just receive whatever is happening, the mind can get a little bit confused, or it can feel a little like the mind is bouncing around, and it can be hard to get a sense of a stability of awareness. Not always. For some, that is more natural. And for some, it's easier to narrow the field, select or choose an area. It might be the breath, it could be the field of hearing. And if you find that useful, I'd like to encourage or suggest that if you have chosen an area like the breath, so the attention is kind of attuned to that part of your experience, then you could explore receiving the breath or receiving hearing. So we can direct the attention to an area, but then let what wants to show up in that area show up. Receiving an in-breath. Receiving an out-breath. And so this receptive kind of awareness can be useful, whether we're practicing in an open awareness or in a directed awareness. Part of the way that we can learn to become comfortable with the receiving, because it can be, we have so much in our culture, this attitude or aim of doing, figuring out, that we need to be involved in driving things, be in charge of what's happening. And so it can take some trust to settle back and receive the breath or receive experience. And trust that is enough. And so there may be a little bit of thinking in the mind. Certainly when I started in this receptive awareness kind of practice, my mind kept kind of throwing up these little ideas in the background. This can't be enough. Perhaps you can borrow my confidence that it is enough and let those thoughts go for a while. And just let yourself be with yourself, receiving your experience, and see what happens. Explore that as a possibility. Resting, allowing awareness to be here, resting, receiving, receiving your human experience.